Hello, friends and fellow adventurers. Welcome to the Min-Max Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue Bloodlords. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord, where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to throw a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon, and a shout out to all of those at our Lich level and above. Rock Jedi, Iggy, Wolf, Blartimus Slump, Thunder Mammoth, The Trevor Project, Toss Chris, Fizzgig, AC Goldner, Eric R., Hope Just Gonna Sneak Right Past You There, Indie Link, Tawdry Monster, Mercutio, Angel Shadowheart, Cyrendon, Forevermore, Jason K., Dicky Lopez, Licky Topez, Rigidy Rope Bridge, Alex K., Doma Alaka, Frank L., Just Mike Works, Rosty, Argoon's Long Lost Elbow, Fig Tear, Zach S., Jimmy H., Mr. Turtle, Sleeve, Darren, Caleb W., Corey, Pickle, Mr. Grimm, Firedown, M54 Ewas, Jameson S., Eric R., Plus 2 Vorpal Salmon of Whacking, I'm Not a Robot, George F., Leo Hart, and Hard Har Har. Shout out to new patron this week at the Lich level, Witch Hunter. Thank you all so much for your support. And now a recap of Session 7. We're still clearing out our new manor. In the basement, we found an adorable fairy creature with a skull on its head. We try to talk to it, but it chooses violence. This is a poor decision. Little Skull Fairy dies. We find a corpse, and on it some loot, including an interesting key. We move on to explore some more. We find a room with four coffins. One is closed and seems to have something in it. Arius opens it and gets attacked by a face-hugging scorpion ribcage. Arius gets a little fucked up, but in the end, Sundrinker kills it. We find a magic dog statue and use it to summon Smoke, who's a good boy. He and Arius chase after a bone. We enter montage mode, copyright pending, to clean up the mansion. After some deliberation, we decide to name it the Theater of Sin, and ourselves, the Sinners.
And while we cleaned all this shit, did we find anywhere for this obsidian key to go?
Oh yeah, the obsidian key.
Not at all.
Does our boy know anything?
I asked our goon, yeah.
I've never seen that before.
I go ask the troll outside.
Oh yeah, by the way, there was a dead guy downstairs with a shadow fairy thing.
Skull fairy.
Know anything about that?
I mean, some guy came here a year or so ago, but I was tussling with the rats at the time, and then he just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, did you happen to get his like name and address and stuff?
Oh, God, no. What? Address?
Yeah, you just let anybody in the house? Jesus.
I'm lucky if people talk to me, let alone heed me.
Wait, so not talking to you is an option?
I try my best.
And Argoon, what was the name of the troll outside?
Oh, that's Nima.
I'm gonna go talk to Nima.
Ugh, you can kill Nima while you're out there.
Nah, she's probably a nice girl.
Good luck.
She's also a troll, and I don't know if we could.
I mean, she's probably just like the groundskeep, I would assume, right? We'll see.
Did we hit level 2 yet with all this sleeping and days and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, we gotta go confront Nima.
Let's go confront Nima real quick, right?
No, maybe level 2.
I don't think
she's a troll.
She's a groundskeep.
Need a better charisma for...
They gave her such
another
a nice
diplomas,
name.
Better diplomacy.
I got charisma.
Score.
I got charisma. Let's do this.
Yeah, but a level higher, you'd have another plus one.
True. Sundrigger is a plant, and you would think a groundskeeper would like plants. So I think that should give me a bonus.
Well, if you walk outside...
I do.
You don't...
At night.
I follow.
See anything.
Like, am I seeing where I scryed? Like, this is where I was looking?
Yeah, if you look outside, you could see that in the front yard here, there is a pool... In the exact same, like, dimensions.
Oh, look at that.
It's about 5 feet wide, about 30 feet long, just like the trough of viscera downstairs. And if you look up from next to the pool, this is absolutely the view that you were getting.
Huh. Cool.
But no, you don't see anyone out here.
Kicks his curiosity, brings him downstairs, and he's the scrying orb again.
Yeah, I like, stand above it. Yeah, I stand next to it so I can, like, wave at you if it works.
Kix activates the courtyard.
As the viscera pool goes into it, you can see Luke and Hollow's form waving over his head.
No Nima.
No Nima.
I wanted to meet the troll.
Well, after a couple of days, and clean everything up, You got a new name for the manor, the Theater of Sin?
Hell yeah. Wherein dwell the sinners.
You are now level 2.
Who are level 2?
We are level 2.
I leave a note outside.
You leave a note for Nima?
Yeah. Like, does it look like it's... am I correct in groundskeeper? Does it look like it is being kept, or is it just a mess outside?
It's an absolute mess outside. It's okay. Not like being kept at all. No, no.
Well, I mean, it's a...
It's a troll.
It's a troll.
You gotta clean it up. You never know. You guys can't just be specious like that.
Racist like that.
Specious. Yeah, I still leave a note for Nima somewhere and tell her that there has been new residents. If you wish to stay, please get a hold of Kix.
The manor is under new management.
Yes. I will ask her to dress up more nice as her job details.
Okay, level 2.
Yeah, let's talk about level up. This is the first time we've done this, and we might have some new folks who skip some of the other playthroughs that we've done. So the way that we do level ups is we cover everybody's level ups individually. We'll talk about rules, elements of those level ups if they're needed. Some are really straightforward. We're going to go through everyone here. We'll discuss the level ups, and we'll go from there. Who wants to go first?
Gerdrug is super simple. Because he's a rogue, get a skill increase. Gonna increase my thievery. Class feat is mobility, which allows me to move half my speed and not trigger reactions.
Smart.
And skill feat is wary disarmament to go with that expert thievery.
And wary disarmament gives you a +2 circumstance bonus to your AC or saving throw against a device or a trap that you trigger.
Yep.
Lean into that rogue's rogue.
Correct.
Solid. Solid level up. Then after Gerdrug, who we got?
Arius gets class feat, skill feat. Class feat, I'm going with divine armament, focusing with my weapon, so my weapon is now my focus item for my clerical spellcasting.
Which is pretty big, right? Because now you don't have to drop your...
Correct. I don't have to drop my hand anymore. I can use my weapon as my focus for my spells.
Big.
I also get a +1 to my damage, just a straight permanent +1 to my, or +1 status bonus.
Nice. And the action economy savings of that is worth it on its own. The +1 to damage is just gravy.
Yep. And then skill feat, I took battle medicine, leaning into that healer side of things.
All right. Any of you want to talk about spells at all? I mean, we're still looking at first level spells.
I didn't really take any new ones or anything. Now I just get a third one to that I can prepare at first level.
All right. Well, that's Arius. Who's up?
Sure. Lucan will go. So, Lucan hits level 2. Already had my archetype feat for being a vampire at level 1 as the rules work. So that doesn't come into play. For my class feat, I took Extend Boost, which, imagine this, allows you to extend your Boost Eidolon spell.
Oh, well, look at that. So more than just the first hit?
More than just one round. Well, it's one round currently. Mm-hmm. Now with Extend Boost as a free action and a focus point, I can make it last. I have to make a check, actually. I have to make a nature check. Why am I not thinking of it? Like my primary casting skill... I have to make a check with that of the level DC. And if I succeed, Extend Boost is 3 rounds. If I critically succeed, it's 4 rounds. If I critically fail, it's just a normal 1 round.
All right.
So I can't make it worse. I can only make it better. And for my skill feat, I took the Beloved Battle Medicine. Oh, it is so needed.
The Beloved Battle Medicine.
And I got some more spells. We'll figure out what those are. Later, because I haven't chosen yet.
That's all right. You even got like a spell on your first level spell list you haven't even used.
I haven't even used it. I really wanted to, but I couldn't make it work.
Which leaves us with our living companion, Kix. What's it look like?
I think I'm just going to lean towards that cauldron and pick up a chemical crafting.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I can make some of those undeath potions.
The oil of unlife. Those are magical, though.
You need magical, alchemical, crafting. And magical crafting.
Just magical. for potions.
Or just the one. Do you need just magical?
Wait, that's a good point. You might just need magical.
At chemical crafting, you can use craft activity to create a chemical items. When you select this feat, you immediately add formulas for four common first level chemical spells to your formula book. I don't have a formula book.
So that's non-magic.
No, Elixir of Unlife is a magical potion. It's not magic. You need craft magic. Item.
Yep.
So you can take magical crafting instead, which when you select the feat, you gain formulas for four common magic items of second level or lower, and that would work for magical potions.
Oh, that's expert in crafting, which I'm not expert in anything. So maybe I'll... Yeah.
I get that. I can do worried disarmament, which is expert in thievery because rogue gets lots of skill increases. But most people don't get them until third level. I also already have alchemical crafting. And you can certainly take it still if you want, but...
Well, I mean, no. I wanted the magical one. I might just grab quick identification or assured identification.
You don't have to be Ted and plan out 1 to 20 before we start the game, which I'm sure you're Ted.
But there's also nothing wrong with that.
I always adjust. Like, I don't just go 1 to 20 like... Yeah, I change shit.
I mean... I have Kurdra completely mapped out to level 20, and I've already changed him, leveling at level 2. I originally had Quick Draw and changed it to Mobility.
Yeah, I have my guy mapped out to 20, but I've changed the shit already, too.
And sounds like Kix is planning on changing some things also.
I think I'm just going to make my life easier with my cantrips and take cantric expansion with my class feat, gaining 2 additional cantrips. I'm taking quick identification for my skill feat and my spell that I grabbed additionally because I can cast 2 a day now is Spirit Link, which I can use to heal you guys by taking some of the damage.
Nice. Yeah, Spirit Link works. It actually specifically calls out. It does work between living and the undead, which is really cool in this situation. It works out really well.
And I think for cantrips, I will be grabbing Teleconnect Projectile and... Detect Magic.
Well, it's hard to say no to Detect Magic. I did completely assume that you had it earlier.
True. It's
like, oh, you're a caster? You must have this.
It's kind of something a caster has.
Which you shouldn't be doing, because, I mean, Moonlight never had Detect Magic either.
It's true. I never... Well, but the other thing is that...
But the wizard was there.
The wizard was always on top of that shit. You never needed it.
Yeah, I don't have Detect Magic. We have 3 casters in this group. It only had 1 Detect Magic for all that time.
Yes, all that time. That whole 1 level.
Yeah, it's so much. Level 1 takes fucking forever. We're in session 6.
Well, we're at a point right now. I mean, you've got your level. You've cleaned up the manor. Things are looking good. It's been about 3 days since you finished up. And here you are in a clean manor. With nothing specific to do. Not at the moment, at least.
We have anything to sell or anything so we can afford to move those runes?
We do. We've got a bunch of stuff in the group loot right now. Like, we still have 1 platinum vampire fang, which is worth 10 gold itself.
How much gold do we need?
We need 3.5 gold each, so we need 7.
I am at 0 completely.
And we've got 15 just in treasure.
Yeah, that's straight conversion.
Oh, so. 16. 16 just in treasure.
The fangs go to, unless we're selling them. You got 2, is that enough fangs?
No, I've got my grills.
You've got 2, that's all you need.
You know what? A collection. Right, collection sounds good.
He's going for
more.
But
then we don't have the money to
do. Okay, okay, sell them, fine, sell them, sell them, fine.
A bunch of poor first level bastards.
I mean, we could always sell the Onyx dog figurine.
You want to sell smoke?
No, I like smoke.
Let's sell smoke.
No! We're keeping smoke.
Then, to town.
To town. Question. Is everyone going to town?
Yeah, Argoon can take care of the manor while we're gone.
Yeah, you can hold down the fort.
I got this, guys.
Oh, yeah, we specifically instruct him that it is now called the Theater of Sin.
I thought it's called the what?
The Theater of Sin.
You're gonna love it.
Is that with an R-E or an E-R?
R-E, of course.
Does he really care?
What a gentleman. Add the good thopping flip.
My question becomes, is there anything else that you will be doing in town while selling? Or is that just the goal right now?
I mean, I suppose we need to report to Berlin.
We need to go talk to Berlin.
Because we really don't want to piss her off.
But we can.
Technically, that's
probably just once.
just making our options known. Just throwing it out there. We could just piss her off.
So as you're all kind of gathering yourselves up for the trip into town, it's about a mile in, so it's a bit of a walk. You get to the gate of where the estate is, you know, that rusty iron gate that gets you out, to see a carriage approaching you, being pulled by a skeletal horse team, and out pops Berlin Aldoli's head, and she waves to you from the distance as the carriage approaches.
Shit, everybody back inside. We need to receive.
Oh, yes, yes. You're right. What a moment. I'm so excited.
So as you all rush back to the manor, getting things prepared as best you can, right?
Yes, we have our goon holding a tray of finger foods.
Hey, you.
She's actually living, so they're not fingers, right?
Right, yeah, no.
Right, obviously.
I wonder how weirded out he's going to get when he sees the hand that hangs off of her belt.
Oh, yeah.
There's a brisk knock on the door. Who answers?
Sundrinker.
Hello, Sundrinker. It's so nice to see you again.
Hello, Bloodlord Aldoli.
I'm so polite.
Welcome to the Theater of Sin.
Ooh, dramatic.
Yes, Lucan likes the dramatic.
Oh, I certainly got that impression myself. Yes, I did. Oh, I'm so excited to see it. May I come in?
Please do.
She gestures behind her. She has two followers with her.
Glorinsa, Richa, come.
They're two skeletons. The one skeleton is a very tall skeleton with a long sword at their hip, and it certainly seems to be acting as a bodyguard of some kind. The other skeleton is smaller, a little more dainty, petite, and she, Glorinsa, is new at this, and she,
yes, Butler Hedoli.
Comes in as Berlin says, come in. She enters in. She goes, oh my, the place looks fantastic. Oh, you know, I do really have always loved the way that the red bounces in this courtyard. How beautiful.
Why, thank you for gracing us with your presence, Bloodlord Aldoli.
Of course. I heard that you cleared everything out.
Yes, it was but a moment's work, and then a lot of cleaning, to be fair.
Well, it looks very nice. Oh, please, show me the kitchen. Show me the kitchens.
I do, and make a diplomacy check to try and do it well.
Okay, go ahead.
19. Could be worse.
She comes in, she goes, oh, it could use some work, really. Well, look at the stains on these floors. It could use some scrubbing to go away. But I have a few ideas that we could use to remodel. Would you like to see some blueprints?
Of course.
Wonderful. I'll get some pulled up. I've got some from the kitchen that I had just, two decades back before I remodeled myself. Loved the layout, but I have so much more space now. So much more help now. Glorinsa, please, bring in some of the foodstuffs that we had from the carriage. Yes, please.
Right away, Mistress Aldoli.
Berlin Haldoli's eyes follow her on the way out. At least I won't have to feed her this way.
That's what I always say about Arius. Not much of an appetite.
Oh no, just some bones.
Was Glorinsa one of her living servants the last time we saw her?
Must have been.
Yes.
Yeah, the one that fucked up the zombies or something. Like she was.
That's right. One of them got loose or something.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Right.
Swanee, you get a hero point for next session.
Ah, very good.
Good shit.
Very good.
Good shit. And even as, like, she's going about the kitchen, she says, "Oh, Glorence has brought some things. I think I have a little bit of a better idea of what some of you may like. I know Kix, for example, is just looking for volume, as far as I can tell. Are you picky about your food, Kix?"
"I suppose not."
"Then I just brought a bunch of things that I like. For the rest of you, you have so specific tastes. Lorenza has something for everyone." And she does. She brings in, it takes her several trips. And by trips, I mean she goes back and forth to the carriage and she trips with baskets of food stuff several times as well.
Very good. You know, very good.
She's not any more graceful as a skeleton, unfortunately. But everything's brought in. "Well, I brought some cooks with me as well. Do you have any waitstaff? Do you have any cooks?"
"We have an Argoon the Annihilator, but have not yet procured ourselves a staff."
"Oh, Argoon still here? Oh, precious. Comes with the mana, I suppose."
"Honestly, he's quite endearing."
"Do you know about Nami?"
"Nami? No, never heard of Nami. Who's Nami?"
"The groundskeeper. We could only assume, as we've titled her."
"You're the groundskeeper? Well, that's wonderful. Who is she? Did you raise her yourself? I'd never take you for a necromancer, Kix."
"She's just a troll. I think she's been here too."
"Oh. Oh. A grave troll?"
We haven't really actually met her yet."
"In general, they're considered pests."
"I'll train her."
"Yeah. That's what Argoon thinks about her."
"Train her, kill her and raise her, whatever."
"Wait, she might be dead already, I don't know."
"Oh. We'll find out when we finally meet her."
"Yeah, the grave trolls are difficult to figure out. They're also quite disgusting. Not really my forte. I'd rather creature be laying still while I work on them."
"Lucan, jar the dog."
"Oh, there's also smoke."
"I assume you have smoke."
"I suppose, why not?"
Smoke comes out and, "Oh, Karlock loved bringing Smoke out to play. Hello, boy." And she goes up to Smoke and gives him a little scratch under the chin. And Smoke looks stoic for a moment, but then starts patting his hind legs down as he's getting scratched.
"Do you want to see something really funny?"
"Of course."
I grab a bone and I make sure Arius is watching. And I throw it.
Arius goes after it.
Smoke and Arius go and start fighting for the bone.
"It hasn't stopped being funny yet."
"Amazing.
Well, please come sit. You've brought such wonderful accoutrement. Let's go to the table and eat and chat."
"Let's talk."
"We're actually just about to head into town to see you and do some shopping."
"Oh, what timing. Anything significant in Greydirge that happens, and you would be surprised at how small some of the significant things that I find out about are, but being the only Bloodlord in Greydirge, I mean, sure, some people try to kill you, but all the rest scramble the pulleys, and I find things out. Let's just say I found out early that you cleared your space."
"Yes, well, again, we quite appreciate you giving us the deed."
"Of course, of course." And dinner goes on. She's brought things basically for her, and she has some very specific tastes for food, but it's all very, you know, rich, succulent food. She's got some duck that she brings in. She's got some foie gras, as well as some prepared vegetables and kicks. It's all amazing, but this is all like high-end food.
It's probably not amazing. It's probably like some high palate shit that I'm like not used to.
Fucking gross. Yeah, it's got a cheeseburger.
It's like feta and like fucking caviar, and I'm like,
ugh. Just give me some bread. Yeah. Some ham and cheese.
What's funny is for someone that has so many undead around, she really enjoys being alive.
Like, yeah, it's fun.
Like being able to eat food and taste it and stuff like that.
"Well, I'm happy to report that I've followed up with your investigation at Old Gag's farm. You were very thorough. I believe you found everything that there is to find out there."
The question becomes, what is happening here? I still have some people that I'm going to tap to try to find some information. But for this three-fingered hand, never seen it. Never heard of it. I will find out. I expect you all to look into this as well.
We certainly will.
Good. Let me know of anything that you learn about this three-fingered hand. I will share and be reciprocal of the information that I gather as well.
And of course we will be forthcoming with you.
As is proper.
Of course. It is your city after all. As it is your city and you are the one that hears all the things. Have you any leads that we could start with? Any ideas?
At the moment, I have a few meetings lined up. And I'll talk to my people. Let's reconvene. Say, in a week's time?
Very well. Sounds excellent.
Good. And she's got some tea that Glorinta has made for her.
Delicious tea. I know that it's not really your thing, necessarily, Lucan, but I will leave behind all the foodstuffs that I've brought, including quite the choicy pieces of bones for Arius and smoke, apparently.
Yes, well, I'm sure Kix will be pleased with that, and perhaps I'll dabble a little bit in the tea. By the way, we found this key. Is it of any significance to you?
And she takes a look at it. This is the obsidian key, I'm assuming, right?
Yes. Seems quite unique.
Very unique. This looks like it could be a key to the Great Dirge Bank. One of the lockboxes.
How the fuck did Kix notice that?
He was a money changer. He didn't deal with the lockboxes. That was a higher security clearance that he didn't have.
It didn't have, like, DB on it for, like, I mean, GB initials. That was an oversight, Tyler. Come on.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
It is probably that.
Always is.
I don't see... This doesn't look necessarily specifically familiar. It's just a gut feeling on my part. Maybe ask around about it.
Certainly.
So is that bank closed?
Yes.
Is it the one that
This is the only bank.
Oh, damn.
Right, okay.
There's still some question about who owns that property now.
Well, shouldn't the answer be Bloodlord Haldoli?
No, unfortunately, that's not how it works. The Builders League would have a fit, and the Tax Collectors Union, well, it was theirs before. There's
fair enough.
Some interesting things there. But the key, where did you find the key?
It was on a corpse. Would you like to see?
The corpse? In the manor?
Well, no, we put it out back.
Oh, you found it in the manor, though.
No, the corpse is like... Well, maybe you did some with most of it, but its head is on the pile of skulls.
Well, we could find the right head.
Oh, yeah, it's got a big hole in it. You ever seen a skull fairy?
A skull fairy? A shadow creature? In the manor?
Yes, it was quite adorable. Unfortunately, it chose violence.
Oh, beautiful. Those are very violent creatures. Do you have a skull? It wants it. Hold on, let me guess. They detect Arius right out.
Of course. It's as though you were there.
Amazing.
But you said the corpse is all yours if you'd like it, and perhaps it might have some answers.
Yeah, speaking with corpses is not necessarily my thing. This one's been dead for some time.
1 to 2 years.
Oh. Vaguely specific. Well.
Well, Argoon kind of said it was about a year ago, too, so.
Oh, I suppose he was here for that, wasn't he? Well, sure. I'll take it with me. None of you are in the, well, my trade. Lucan, though, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe someday. Maybe someday I will apprentice with you and... I'll learn all the craft.
Well, you're a fantastic corpse stitcher, by all accounts, for the reports that I receive.
Thank you.
But you actually, all four of you, find yourselves in a much more, well, advantageous position. Currently, you are so successful at Ergag's farm that I'm going to entrust to you the three-fingered hand investigation. Find out what you can in town while you're shopping, if you will. rumors abound already about the four of you, so watch for the ruffians. Otherwise...
nothing that we sinners can't handle.
Sinners? Good. It's great.
It's good to have branding, isn't it?
It's also good not to have too high of morals when working with me.
Exactly. Well, of course, I'll keep the moral to not displease you.
That, my friend, and she holds up her cup of tea, is the right answer.
I'm full of those.
I think that's more of a self-preservation than a moral, but...
They can be one in the same, my good friend.
Well, I'm going to leave the cooks here with you. They're yours now.
Wait, you mean mine?
Yes. Are they dead or alive?
They're living.
Oh, no.
How many of them do you want back?
Want back? No, keep one to prepare Kix's meals, and you can have the other one fresh whenever you want.
Perfect, thank you. Very kind, very generous.
Let it not be said that those who work for Bloodlord Hadoli and perform well under Bloodlord Hadoli don't receive the rewards. We'll talk the first time you really disappoint me, though. We'll see how that happens. If it happens.
May that day never come.
May it never come indeed. Have a good evening. Ciao. She leaves.
What are the rules in Grey Dirge about murder and stuff like that? Are there rules in Geb about murder?
For murder?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. The dead laws is what they're called. Very strict.
Oh. So you just can't murder the quick.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to. No.
And I won't. I'll keep the cooks alive. We need people to take care of the manor. That could be their job now.
Oh, yes, I'm totally talking about... Yeah, okay.
Oh!
Oh.
I don't give a shit what you do with the cooks.
NPC, can we kill this NPC?
Which one?
I think the answer, can we, is absolutely not.
Which one?
But someday, maybe.
Burline?
Yeah, I don't want to kill Burline.
I'm not talking about Burline.
You're talking about Kix?
No.
Hey.
No?
No.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about his, like, people that he wants to kill.
Oh, yes. Them, of course.
You're an assassin. Just make it look good.
When does that conversation happen between the four of you? Does that conversation happen between the four of you?
Absolutely not.
I was going to say, I don't think he'd be sharing that with us.
By the way, guys, I'm an assassin. I'm totally here to kill some people.
Every once in a while, he's just like, how do you guys feel about murder? just trying to weigh that out.
Neutral, I guess?
No, I was trying to get a feel of whether I should try to talk to Burline about who's in charge, like, if somebody happened to die, if the police could look the other way, kind of thing. I'm not sure I'm quite there yet.
It's me, spooky ghost. I want to kiss her. Just undead. It's weird.
I mean, she already knows I want to, and she gave me the name, so...
She kind of, like, was giving, hey, why don't you do it?
Like, hey, there you go.
Prodded you a little bit. She didn't bring anything to satisfy your undead hunger, notably. Yeah, not quite like last
pretty,
time.
It's pretty hard, too.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot they can do.
The first one was just getting your attention.
Yeah, that she even knows what the hell's going on. I mean, definitely scared the crap out of Gurdrug in the first place. Because she shouldn't know that kind of shit.
All right. Blood Lord Hadoli has left the premises, and the Theater of Sin is yours once more. What is your plan?
We never went shopping.
Yeah
shopping.
Shopping montage.
Is there anything else you want to do while you're out shopping?
Two montages.
Well, yeah, we want to ask around about this three-fingered hand. We want to maybe ask around about the Grey Dirge Bank to see if we could find what happened to the lockboxes.
Who would be doing gather information?
I definitely will with the diplomacy.
Okay.
Gurdrug's going to give it a try with society. He's got the streetwise feat.
You got nice. Streetwise, so you can use society instead of diplomacy.
to gather information. In any settlement you frequent regularly, you can use recall knowledge action with society to know the name, certain sorts of information that you could discover with diplomacy to gather information. However, the DC is usually significantly higher, but you know the information without spending time gathering it. If you fail to recall the information, you can still subsequently attempt to gather information normally.
Is this something you're able to aid with, Spencer?
I don't see what... I mean, because it just normally aid?
Yeah, it would be a normal aid at that point, yeah. Which you have all the aid feats anyways. Yeah, yeah, DC 16 for the aid on this one from Kix.
All right, I'll let you go first, then, with your society check, since that doesn't take time.
Let me aid roll. So, yes, crit. 27.
That's crit.
Okay, so I get a plus 2?
That's correct.
But I only roll a 6, so I get a 15.
15. As you're out and about trying to gather some information here, you're not able
actually,
to...
Actually, streetwise, you don't go out and about. You know it immediately.
Oh, you just know it immediately?
Yeah. You know about the life on streets and feel the pulse of your local settlement.
Okay.
That's where it says it takes no time, but it's harder.
Got it. Got it.
But if you fail, then you can gather information normally.
So you absolutely fail with that. Yeah, you fail with that society check. So then that would mean you make a diplomacy check from there?
Well, somebody else can try normally.
I can tell you with a failure that you don't know, you certainly don't know or have never heard of anything on the street about any three-fingered hand emblem or name. The Great Urge Bank situation, you just haven't looked into it yet. You know it closed, but that's about it.
Okay, sounds good. Makes sense. 15. Should be wrong.
Which leads to someone else doing the gather information.
Yes. I want to gather information on two things. I don't know if you're going to want two checks or what on this. I want to gather information on both the three-fingered hand thing and also the what might have happened to the lockboxes of the old Great Urge Bank.
Got it. So go ahead and give me a diplomacy check.
Well, Kix, are you able to aid me on this one too?
I don't see why not.
I would allow it.
Sweet. Fucking hell yeah, another crit success.
Damn, that cooperative nature plus 4 is insane with your build, Spencer.
Nice as shit. That is very cool.
Thanks, folks.
That's an amazing build. I just think it's so good.
I haven't used my hero point, so I think I'm going to. I'll just try that again. Hero point, I got a 14. I don't like it. It's not enough. 28 nat 20.
Nat 20. That is a critical success, obviously. After Gertrude communicates that he just hasn't heard about these specific topics, and even the one, the Lucan's second topic in regard to the lockboxes, just not sure. The aid that you're getting here is a lot from Kix, because what Kix knows about what happened at the Great Urge Bank is that the Tax Collectors Union evacuated and took and moved a lot of these lockboxes, or the materials inside of the lockboxes, as well as all of the gold and the funds, out of Grey Dirge to Mekatar, which is the capital city of Gib. So that's base level information. That's from the aid. Why it happened, you're not sure going into it, but here's the information that you find spending about 4 to 6 hours gathering information. There was somebody, as you're asking about the Grey Dirge Bank, who says, "These days, you've got to watch over your money yourself. Great Urge Bank shut down a few years ago. All the money was withdrawn, of course. But some say there might be a few lock boxes still down in the vault that have never been claimed."
And of the three-fingered hand?
Of the three-fingered hand, you're not able to actually get any information. For the most part, when you bring it up or show people the torn red cloth, even now, you just get shrugs. But people immediately start thinking about and talking about gangs seeing that type of symbol. And
yeah, I want to make sure I'm showing it to as many people as possible, because if somebody is responsible for this, there's got to be people in town. I want them to know that they're being hunted.
We know.
Yeah, I want them to know that we know.
No, you know. So you come across somebody who sees it, like an old ghoul who's fallen, you know, to pieces, but he's been around in the Court of Ghouls district.
It's amazing that the Bone Shards gang can keep such a low profile, given how many people in Grey Dirge they've done jobs for. I never actually believed that they were fetchlings, you know, creatures of half-shadow, but maybe it's true. How else could they stay so well hidden? Maybe they have something to do with that three-finger hand symbol you show me.
Okay, he said a gang of fetchlings called the Bone Shards. Did he say where they hang out?
Did not say where, only that they stay very well hidden.
And why does he think this might have something to do with it?
Because he's thinking about gangs. He thinks it looks like some sort of gang symbol, so the first gang he can think of is the Bone Shard Gang.
Sure, Arya's like the Bone Shard Gang.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Okay. Anything else I should write down?
I would say just in general, you're getting a lot of talk about some of the things that are happening in Geb. And just some ideas of some of the political stuff that's the movement that's happening. Like things like with the return of Geb to the public eye, politics between the Bloodlords has been riled up to unprecedented levels, some people are saying. Other folks are talking about how food and drink are getting pricier and harder to come by in Grey Dirge just because of the disruption of some of the livings or the quicks food supply that was coming from older gags. It made a dent, so the prices increased and the quick squeeze to get by as it is.
Pies are getting a little real here, Jesus.
Some of the other stuff that you find, anyone from Grey Dirge, which is everyone here, you know this for the most part, there is this place called the Empty Threshold. It is the largest temple to Zan-Kuthan outside of Nidal, which is, you know, the country that devoted itself to Zan-Kuthan. But the Empty Threshold, it works really hard to avoid notice of some of the major factions. Like, they don't try to attract notice of the Celebrants, who are gaining power now that Geb's back, or from the Builders League, because they've got so much building and construction into this huge temple that they maintain. And that's just people awe about that in the streets when they're talking about them. And if you show them the key, as you're asking about the bank.
What did you say was the name of the temple?
The Empty Threshold. That's all the information I have to give you. Decent amount with the critical success, but I think that gives you a good idea of what. You know, the quick are nervous because of their lack of food or the priciness of the food. The undead are concerned about the Bloodlords getting rash with Geb's return and securing their own positions of power. And even the same thing with the factions, with the Celebrants rising in power after Geb's return. There's just a lot of tension in the political sphere.
That makes sense.
How much gold is in the treasure right now? 16?
It should be up to 16.
16, okay. What else is being sold? That's it?
For now, that's it, yeah.
Okay.
And then we need to spend seven gold of it on transferring materials.
On transferring materials. So let's just go ahead and let's just get that 7 gold out there right away.
Yeah. Well, that didn't take long. And then I would assume we'll go back to the Theater of Sin and... I'm going to start working on moving over that plus one rune.
Yeah, back into montage mode. Go ahead and make those crafting checks.
You just have to ask Arius for his sword.
Ooh. Maybe I'll do the oars.
I hand over my sword.
Oh. Here you go. Is it too heavy for me? Why don't you place it on the table for me?
Kix would be able to get that done. Gerdrug, did you fail?
Yeah, I failed.
Yeah. With a 9, yeah, you fail. So, with a failure on the transfer in the rune, it's been a long time since we failed this.
It doesn't really say what happens on a transfer, like, if you fail.
The critical failure is when you lose the materials, right?
I mean, in crafting, I think so, like, when you're actually crafting items and stuff. doesn't say whether that's the same for transfer runes.
Yeah, let's just use the craft downtime rules for that. That failure.
Failure, you fail to complete. You can salvage the raw materials you supplied for their full value if you want to try again. So I'll just have to spend another day trying again.
So can I do it, or does the item have a lock on it?
No, you should be able to do it.
You just do it the next.
You should be able to do it the second day.
Yeah, the next day.
You'd be able because I already to do took it. Because
the first day, the first day we both did one. You succeeded, I failed.
That is outrageous that it takes that long.
Yeah,
right.
At this level, yeah.
I literally spent that long just fucking hanging out at the table, fucking moving one thing. I call disbelief.
It's called etching. So I mean, probably it's pretty intricate.
I'm really good at it.
Because you can actually, it does say you can take more days to make it cost less, just like you can with crafting.
I spend 2 years meticulously moving this.
I want it to be free.
It's going to be perfect.
So yeah, you got the higher plus, so you can go ahead and do it.
I failed anyways. Oh, hero point!
You have one, yes.
21.
You got it. On the second day, as you guys are getting the runes transferred properly to both Arius's weapon and to Gerdrug's weapon, there's a knock at the door.
Sundrigger goes to answer it.
Is Sundrigger the guy who answers the door?
He is now. He's now lurched.
And just to clarify, is this the day or night when you say the second day?
This is the fourth day. So you cleared out Kalak Manor on the 8th. Of Rova.
Excuse me, we cleared out what?
It is now the 12th of Rova in the Theater of Sin. So it's Monday right now. It's Monday evening.
Sundrinker answers the door.
You are at the Theater of Sin.
The Sundrinker opens to see a zombie man with a postman's cap on with the Postmasters Union emblem on it, and it has a letter. Letter for the residents of Kalak Manor.
It is now called the Theater of Sin. Kindly update your records.
You will have to fill out the form on your own. Come to the post office in Greydirge. Until then, have a good day. It turns and...
Bureaucrats.
Sundrigger takes the letter in and hands it to Lucan.
I dare say, my fellow sinners, we've received a letter. It says, Fellow friends of Bloodlord Berline Haldoli, I invite you to dine with me in the shadowy, scream-filled halls of the Empty Threshold, where I faithfully fulfill my duties as head priest of the Midnight Lord. I have learned of your recent work to restore Mistress Haldoli's farm and the troubling things you discovered there. It pained me when I realized a member of my own congregation possessed such information that may be related to your discovery. It seems the Dark Prince wished this information to emerge from the shadows only now. I believe it may be of use. Join me for dinner, and we can discuss the matter privately. Eternally envious, Ortegar Stitch Skull. Fucking Zonkuthonites, I hate them.
Shouldn't he be happy if it pained him? Fucking Kuthites.
Maybe that's what he meant. It pained me to... And that meant he was happy? I don't know. I'm with you, the idiots. Shall we go?
Yeah.
This is one of those situations where I want to say no, but it kind of ruined the plot.
You don't have to go. I'll go. I'll take Kix and Arius with me. You can wait.
Yeah, maybe you got to do one of your things.
No. I'll come along. I got...
All right.
I mean, it makes sense. Do you got to do some fucking...
Can always learn more.
More investigating? More killing?
All right, well, I suppose I'll make a quick dash to the post and update the records for the Theater of Sin and also send a letter of acquiescence to Ortegar Stitch Skull that we will be there. And I do that.
David, the more I play this character out, I wish that I just would have been your familiar.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it would.
Just to be like
Master Hollow.
Lucan's. I mean, it could get that way. Like, I'll like keep intimidating you a little bit, and then we'll just get there naturally. It'll be a lot of fun. You can be my Guillermo.
Who's the Midnight Lord?
Zahn-Kuthon.
That's probably Zahn-Kuthon.
That's Zahn-Kuthon.
That's his nickname.
The Midnight Lord.
So this dude is a Kuthite?
Don't we don't like Kuthites?
I just don't like Zahn-Kuthon.
Just a fucking... just a bitch. Kix can't make up his own opinion, so he just agrees with his friends.
Yeah, he does.
Say make up your own opinion, but...
I think Zahn-Kuthon was the one that I don't give a shit, I don't give a fuck about.
I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck.
Smile, nod, and agree with the scary vampire skeleton and ghost, right? Yeah,
for sure.
Are we really that scary? I think we've proven we're pretty bumbling.
We haven't bumbled that much yet.
That's true, we haven't bumbled that much.
So, you've seen the letter. It's been delivered to you. Talk amongst yourselves, what are you doing about it?
Well, we decided to go meet with them. We'll take up their offer.
Yeah, there's not a lot to talk about. Let's go.
We'll leave our goon behind to watch everything, make sure everything's good.
So do you respond to the letter, or what are you doing? Exactly. Like, what are you doing?
Does the letter ask for a response?
It doesn't have a date for the dinner?
We assume it's right now.
Shit, we're late.
Well,
And there's no, like, delivery person who's waiting for our response.
If you open the front door again, you do, in fact, see a zombie with a courier hat.
Just waiting. That makes sense. Just waiting for us.
Just waiting.
You did just close the door in his face, if I recall.
So, is there a specific time and day that this is to be taking place?
The response.
Zombies. Yes, we will be there. Just let us know when.
Reminder. I write it down.
Oh, yes, of course. I go quick write a note on my... Look at that little writing desk in my room. I go write a little note and say... I say that we'll be there. I ask to let us know when. And I make it just a little rude. But like... polite, but just a touch rude.
Just a touch. Just a touch.
Just a touch, like...
Get that passive aggressiveness going.
That passive aggressive, yeah. I suppose we can spend the time to that kind of thing.
Okay, okay. Well, then you write write out a response.
Here, I'll even make a check. You want a check? I will make diplomacy check. How about a diplomacy check to, like...
Society is what I want.
I'll make a diplomacy check.
You'll make a society check.
Fuck.
We are now diving and delving into the intricate speech of politics.
Yeah, but he knows how to say it flowery and stuff.
I need to check to see what I did with my skills at level 2. Oh, we don't do anything with skills at level 2. Never mind.
Unless you're me.
So, yeah. I got an 11.
You got a 25.
You read my letter, and it's like, no, this isn't nearly passive-aggressive enough.
Right? Fuck these Kuthites. Need a little more passive-aggressiveness.
Kutruk rewrites the letter.
And it's much heavier with the passive-aggressiveness.
Hard thing to get it across in text, right? So,
yeah. The more times he reads it, the more times he, like, realizes, like, the more he realizes how passive-aggressive it really is. It doesn't hit him the first time, but...
Yeah, exactly. There's layers.
There's layers to this passive-aggressive.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. If this means this, then this over here means this. Son of a bitch.
Assholes.
They're all assholes.
He rolls a 2 on his society check, doesn't understand any of it, all goes over his head.
I'm so excited to receive, they seem really nice.
Yeah, nice group of folks.
Who's signing it? Sincerely...
The Sinners.
Sincerely the Sinners?
Huh. Hell yeah.
Sincerely the Sinners. And the zombie takes the note.
Thank you.
And turns and shambles off at a jog.
At least zombies don't expect tips.
I think they just want brains. They must starve looking for the Kuthites.
Got them.
Anything you'd like to do while you're waiting for a response?
Ugh, I don't get society until level 5.
I got society for days.
That's good.
It's Society is going to be like one of my five things that's going to be legendary by the time I'm done.
Nice. Jesus, that's a lot of skills.
Because rogues.
Good. You'll need a good society check for what's coming. So you wait a day for the response, and it comes from the same zombie. You must be on his route because he knocks on the door and he looks identically to as he did yesterday.
Message for the sinners.
And hands over to whoever answers the door.
You rang.
Anyway, what's the letter say?
The letter in response says simply, excellent. It's got a date and time, which is the 14th of Rova at 6 p.m.
So 24 and a half hours from now?
Mm-hmm. At the empty threshold.
All right. Well, we got a day to chill. Anything I want to do with this day? Are we going to try and set a trap for this troll?
Trap?
If by set a trap, you mean just like stand outside and wait for it to show up.
She only needs a trap or she's going to be a good girl. It's my groundskeeper, damn it.
I can't think of anything that needs to be done.
Yeah, nothing specific I'd want to do.
Yeah. Sounds like we're good. You guys aren't going to go try and talk to Nima at the moment?
Do we need to?
I mean, if she shows up here, we'll talk to her, but otherwise. Okay.
You were given two cooks, and we made jokes about one of those cooks being fresh produce. Was that a joke?
Jokes, he says.
Was that a joke, or did that happen? Are we turning one of the cooks into livestock?
No, not yet.
Well, I mean, just because he takes a sip every once in a while doesn't mean we're going to kill her. Whichever it is.
No, I'm not. They're our staff. They're here to help with the mansion, I guess. So I will not eat them. But, you know, if there's a place I could go to get a little meal, I might do that.
Okay. On the, let's just say on the morning of the 14th, one of them goes to Lucan. And they're living
quick.
They're of the quick. We have a middle-aged man who is one of the cooks. His name is Kellen. And he would approach Lucan at some point on the 14th and would say,
Master Hollow, can I ask you a question?
Yes, I suppose.
Must I listen to the disembodied hand when it comes to my kitchen? Sorry, your kitchen?
That's an interesting question. I'm curious, what kind of things is he saying?
Oh, no, not that he's not saying anything, but it may become difficult to keep Master Kix alive with some of the unhygienic practices that Argoon the Annihilator brings into my kitchen.
Ah, yes. Oh, that's hilarious. Humor the old fellow. But certainly, you know, trust your better judgment.
I could give him duties washing the dishes.
If he would deign to do so, that's fine. Really, he's kind of just a mascot. Like, doesn't really do anything, doesn't have much input. But we like having him around, you know.
Master Hollow, I've been here for 2-3 days. He acts like he owns the staff.
Hmm. Hilarious. Yes.
So, allow him to continue doing that?
Just break a finger. That'll teach him.
I mean, don't you dare try and harm him or anything like that. That would not go well for you. But, no, certainly you do not have to take his cooking advice. But just tell him you are. Just tell him you are.
I see. And he...
Humor him.
He flushes red, and you can see just the glint of fear enter his eyes. And he bows and says, as you command, Master Hollow.
Yes, of course, always.
Retreats to the kitchen.
I think that was handled well, I say, somewhat sarcastically.
Mediocre.
At best.
No, but Argoon is higher level than the cooks. But also, you don't have to take his cooking advice. Like, that's kind of the way I see it.
He is a hand.
In the hierarchy, our goon ranks above the cooks.
Gotta lay this out early, right?
Is Kellen named Kellen the Annihilator? No. When you have a cool title like the Annihilator, you're just automatically a little
he's
better.
He's Kellen the Subordinate.
Yeah, he's Kellen the Subordinate.
He's Kellen the Cook. Like, I've been trying to think to myself, like, over the last couple of days, how have the cooks and Argoon interacted? And I would imagine that Argoon insisting that he be called Argoon the Annihilator, and then David or Lucan at just a one-off was just like, you're in charge of the place and keeping it tidy. And he was like, yes, that is my job now. And now he's like commanding all of the staff, which is really just two cooks right now. But
yes, this makes for a couple of hilarious short little scenes. Yes,
beautiful.
Absolutely. This is what happens. And they all just kind of like, you know, just deal with it because it's Argoon. But nobody really pays attention to him. I think that's perfect.
All right, great. I'll think of a few to just toss in here and there.
But don't fuck with him, because then I'll kill you.
Don't hurt Argoon.
Yeah, don't hurt Argoon. Like, if he's got any less fingers when I see him next, one, I'll stitch him back on. But two,
what if he has more fingers?
They're not gone. They're just broken.
Those are like legs to a crawling hand. Are you kidding me? So we come up to just before the dinner. You're a mile outside of town in the Theater of Sin from, you know, to get into the Empty Threshold in Great Urge. I'm curious, Lucan, what are you wearing tonight?
Well, I mean, I want to say, like,
I put on my best suit.
Yeah, I only have like a couple fancy outfits in my inventory.
I put on my best rags.
I'll be buying many more, I'm sure.
I'm wearing my armor.
You're not going to buy better clothes?
We spent all the money on your weapons. True. You guys are just buying really expensive weapons. I'm like, guys, I could use a new pair of underwear.
Shut up, mortal.
We have 9 gold in the loot still. 9 gold. That can buy us all some decent clothes.
Gerdra, can you even change clothes? You're just fucking ectoplasm.
Yeah, anything material that I have on for, or I control for 10 minutes turns into ghostly.
That's right, the 10-minute thing.
So you totally can go clothes shopping. It just takes longer for you to try something on.
Yes.
Oh my god, you're the worst. Shopping with Gerdrick is the worst.
Okay, all right. Can we just cut to a shopping montage then, where we go make kicks up to look like a decent, respectable tiefling, and then yes, find clothes for Gerdrick?
Okay.
I don't even know what a ghost would wear.
Are we going to divvy out this gold?
There are 9 gold pieces. Distribute coins.
Hell yeah. I will buy a new outfit.
So what, we each have 2 gold now? Yes, we each have 2 gold.
Yes, that is exactly how much fine clothing costs. I buy a new one.
Is it really how much fine clothing costs?
It is.
I wear my armor and sword.
I get something that looks like kind of, I mean, all of my clothes are going to look gothic-y and evil-y, but I get something that's maybe a little extra, like, wicked-looking for our Zonkuthon dinner.
Okay.
High fashion fine, 55 gold. Holy shit.
Yeah, I can't wait till we're high 11. I can start buying some of those. Fuck it, I'm not going to buy any of them. I'm going to be a bloodlord, and they're going to sponsor me. Please, Lucan, wear our clothes, please.
God, I'm going to have to write in some sponsorship scenes.
Please do.
We get it approached by ad agencies and shit,
yes,
like that. Lucan's going to be a diva. This is going to be great. Let's lean into it.
You know it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm just wearing my armor. I'm not spending money on...
You're not actually buying the fancy clothes?
I'm not spending 2 gold. That's all my money.
Literally what I did.
Yes, but you're Lucan.
Does everybody just go shopping with Lucan and watch Lucan try clothes on?
No.
No.
Arius is not.
I assume
going
Arius
shopping.
Does not do that.
No.
Yeah. I have a stop to make in town by myself, and I walk away.
So Lucan goes shopping. Kix probably goes with Lucan, I would imagine, because Kix, well,
I need some clothes.
You need clothes.
Kix needs underwear. New underwear.
Kix needs underwear.
I need underwear.
I feel like Kix just like stays as close to Lucan as possible so that it looks like Lucan's like he's Lucan's, and if anybody fucks with
yeah, right, you're gonna get killed. Exactly. Yeah, that's the dynamic.
Unintentional bottom? Is that the dynamic?
Whoa. Maybe.
No, familiar. Familiar.
Ah, I see.
We've straightened up our mansion and held our first dinner meeting. Now off to go have another with some Kuthites. Will they betray us and sacrifice us to their midnight lord? Will Kix be well-dressed? Find out next time as we continue Bloodlords. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.